News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's birth rate has dropped sharply over the past decade to reach its lowest level in over 60 years, according to new EU figures, which gives rise to the question, are we having fewer children because we have too much respect for parenthood, or is something else at play? Wendy Grace is a broadcaster and a columnist. She's with us now. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Yeah, it's amazing how much these figures have changed in such a short period of time. And then there was a little bit of an interesting change during the COVID years, because in 2021, we had this kind of mini baby boom, which kind of made me think, is that because it was a time when people, well, had more time on their hands? They stopped to think, maybe they reassessed. I know I heard anecdotally lots of stories from a fertility perspective, women who'd had trouble conceiving, that when they stopped and slowed down, all of a sudden it happened for them. So that to me is kind of an interesting caveat to all of this, because, well, when things slowed down, or when maybe people had the chance, let's say, to reassess, they kind of said, OK, maybe we'll have a baby, or maybe we'll grow our family. And I do wonder if, you know, a lot of people, I'd say everybody, perhaps some people listening, and everyone knows someone who says, you know, I would love another child, or I'd love to start a family, but I feel I can't afford it, or, you know, they feel everything isn't in place that they might need, which maybe we're just putting too high standards in terms of, particularly on mothers, I think, of everything needs to be perfect, and you need to, you know, you need to be at this place in your career, and you need to have this set up in your house and all that sort of stuff. And are we putting too much pressure on ourselves? And then as a consequence, you're kind of delaying it. And then for some people, it's too late.
Well, the idea of not being able to afford it certainly didn't exist up until the 1980s, because if a child was born, whether you could afford it or not, the child was there. And we had massive barriers to family planning back then. They're not there now. But Wendy, how much of it is a factor that you have people out there now saying, I don't want to bring a child into this world, or, you know, they're making a decision that they're kind of saying it's to do with, you know, protecting the child from the terrible world we live in, when in reality it means that they can go on their holidays and won't have to worry about the kid?
Yeah, I think, do you know what? I haven't heard that too much, to be honest with you. I do think it's the economic factor is the biggest one, but also that, you know, women tend to have children later. I think we're being sold a bit of a puff there, to be honest, because one of the great things is obviously women have entered the workforce. We can do whatever jobs we want, but I don't think the workforce has changed enough to adapt to the fact that we are part of it and we have babies. And so I think some women are maybe consciously or subconsciously kind of encouraged to hold off or to delay. And really having a baby shouldn't be have an impact on your career. The reality is that it does. Mm. And I think that the saddest thing for me to hear from friends is that thing of, I'd love another baby, but I feel I can't afford it. Like you said, it just wasn't something that, and that's because we think, well, we have to have the second car, we have to have the holidays, you know, they have to be in the best clothes, all these sort of demands we're facing on ourselves. But the interesting thing is, you know, when you look at some countries, so marginally higher, France has in terms of their birth rate, they have one of the highest rates in Europe. And a number of years ago, they ran a kind of campaign, and it was called Have a Baby for France, because they, like Ireland, recognised our birth rate isn't replacing itself. From a socioeconomic perspective, this is a huge problem, you know, because for us in 20, 30, 40 years, what does that mean? It means there isn't enough of the population replacing itself. And they did simple things like they kind of gave 6 weeks of additional care, you know, nanny care in the home for the first 6 weeks. There was €1,000 given to first-time mums, things like that, and it did make an impact.
It's a drop in the ocean of how you pay for a child over time. But I mean, I'm loving the idea, have a baby for Ireland, and the marketing opportunities that could flow from there. But ultimately, it's fool's errand, isn't it? And we are terrible at demographics in this country. If we don't replace what we have, then there's nobody to pay your pension. So by the time you get older, you might have saved money on the child, but you don't have any quality of life because there's no one paying money into the state pension pot.
Yeah, and I can't for the life of me understand why there's more forward thinking from the government down the line to say, look, if we put more family-friendly policies in place, so those people who want to begin or grow their families feel more empowered to be able to do it. That's a really positive thing. we also have a situation in Ireland now is that we have one of the highest infertility rates in Europe. Now, part of that is because the average age for first-time mums has kind of gone up in recent years. The average time for first-time ages for first-time mums is around 31, and the average age overall is 33. Now, I can tell you, I had my first baby at 30 and my third baby at 35, and my goodness, there was a big difference for me just in my own energy levels and all the things that I had to take on. And I do think there is a lot of maybe people who are considering being parents that might go that little bit younger if there was more practical supports in place. Yeah. The one country that we can point to that had a bit has had a dramatic impact, their birth rate has increased by 25%. While you might disagree with many of their politics, one of the things that has worked is their family policies, and that's Hungary. So there's things like for every child you have, you get a lower interest rate on your mortgage. There's a lot of low and free childcare. All these practical things have an impact. I think we need to be looking at that from the perspective of giving families more choice and opportunity to as I say, have more children, and also purely from that demographic perspective, it's something that there needs to be a lot more forward thinking on.
Okay, Wendy Grace, broadcaster and columnist, thanks very much for joining us. Why do you think that people are holding off having kids? Is it just purely down to financial, or is something else at play? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps. You can text us 53106 for a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.